Welcome to the deep dive. So if you're doing any kind of serious knowledge work these days, you know, research, writing papers, just trying to get through massive amounts of information, you're probably asking yourself, which AI tool actually helps? Which one should I be using?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the hype is, well, it's a lot. But underneath all that noise, there really are some powerful tools emerging.
Right.
But the tricky part is they're not all the same. They're definitely not interchangeable. And using the wrong one, that can cost you hours or, you know, even worse, leave you with stuff that's just plain wrong, ungrounded.
That's a huge risk.
Yeah.
So, okay, for this deep dive, we decided to really compare two of the big players, the powerhouses for this kind of work.
Right.
We're looking at ChatGPT, specifically the latest GPT-5 powered version, and Google's tool, Notebook LM.
And our goal today really is to give you a clear picture, a kind of strategic map. We're digging into what makes each one strong, where their weaknesses lie, those crucial trade-offs. So you can figure out, okay, when do I need the flexible all-rounder and when do I absolutely need the focused specialist?
Good analogy, like the brilliant, super confident student versus the really meticulous research librarian.
Exactly. Let's get into what makes them tick and why they're so different.
Okay, let's start with the one pretty much everyone's heard of, ChatGPT. The ultimate flexible generalist, right?
Right. Its whole identity is built around that conversational freedom. You type pretty much anything and boom, you get something back fast.
And the new GPT-5 model, that's supposed to be even smarter.
Yeah. What makes it compelling, according to our sources, is this sort of intelligence layer working behind the scenes. They call it dynamic routing.
Dynamic routing.
Basically, it tries to figure out the complexity of your question. Simple query. It uses a fast mode. More complex. It switches into a heavier thinking mode. That's why it feels so incredibly quick, but also capable of tackling deeper stuff. It adapts.
And it is so versatile. I mean, creative writing, story ideas, helping with code, translations, Q&A, brainstorming.
Oh, absolutely. It jumps between tasks seamlessly. Like you said, writing poetry one minute, debugging Python the next. It doesn't miss a beat.
But, and this is a big but for research, that speed and flexibility have a serious downside when you need rock-solid accuracy.
Precisely. Because it's mainly pulling from its huge internal knowledge base, its model.
Yeah.
Well, the provenance of an answer can get really murky.
Provenance just meaning where the information actually came from, right?
Exactly. Where did it get that fact? If you ask ChatGPT for a specific source, like which paper or web page it used for that specific sentence, often it just, well, it can't really tell you. Not unless you specifically tell it to use its web browser tool or something.
And that lack of grounding, that's its fundamental weakness in this context.
It is. Grounding just means linking the AI's output directly back to a specific verifiable source that you provided or that it found. When ChatGPT doesn't know something for sure, or it needs to connect dots.
It tends to.
Yeah.
Fill in the gaps.
Right. And it prioritizes sounding confident, sounding plausible, over being strictly accurate based only on known facts. That's where you get the hallucinations. It's like that student inventing a footnote because it sounds more academic.
Okay, so that structural issue, that tendency to sometimes guess convincingly.
Yeah.
That's what Google seems to be targeting with its alternative.
That seems to be the idea. If ChatGPT is the brilliant generalist who sometimes wings it, you need a specialist for tasks where accuracy is paramount.
Hmm.
And that brings us to Notebook LM.
Notebook LM, built on Google's Gemini models, you said.
Yeah, Gemini is just their name for their big AI model stack, similar to OpenAI's GPT series. But Notebook LM isn't just a general chat window. It's structured completely differently. Think of it as an AI-powered research notebook.
The notebook structure, how does that change things?
Well, that structure is precisely where its strength lies. Unlike ChatGPT's wide-open approach, Notebook LM is designed to work only with the content you give it.
So I upload my stuff, like PDFs, articles, notes.
Exactly. Documents, web links, presentation slides, even YouTube transcripts, PDFs, you name it. You load it up, and Notebook LM becomes an expert, but only on that specific set of materials you provided.
Ah, okay. So it's contained. Its knowledge is limited to my sources.
Precisely. And that constraint is what provides the strong grounding needed for serious research. Because it can't easily pull information from outside those documents you uploaded, the risk of it just inventing stuff hallucinating is much, much lower. It only knows what you've told it.
Hmm. But doesn't that sound like, well, a lot more work up front compared to just typing the question into ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Uploading everything, organizing it.
It definitely is more upfront work. That's the trade-off, no question. We'll get more into that comparison. But the payoff can be significant, especially for certain tasks.
Like what? What's the immediate benefit?
Well, for example, Notebook LM doesn't just give you a summary. It actively cross-references ideas between the different documents you uploaded.
Oh, interesting. So it connects the dots within my research pile.
Yes. And this is crucial. It answers your questions with inline citations, little numbers linked directly back to the exact paragraph or page in your source documents.
Okay, that's a big deal. For anything academic or professional, that traceability is huge.
It's non-negotiable, really. You always know exactly where the information came from.
And what about organizing the research itself? Is it just a chat interface over my documents, or does it help manage the project?
No, it's built for organization, too. You can create different notebooks for different projects. Inside them, you can pin important quotes or summaries. You can link sources together. It acts like a dynamic knowledge base for your project, with AI built on top.
So it's more persistent than a ChatGPT conversation, which you kind of have to manage yourself.
Right. And it has collaboration features. You can share a notebook with a colleague using a link, giving them control access to view the sources and interact with the AI based on those sources.
Okay. And you mentioned something about audio.
Yes. The audio overview feature, it's quite unique. It can take your uploaded documents and turn them into a sort of conversational audio summary.
Like a personalized podcast about my research docs.
Pretty much. Imagine you have like 100 pages of dense legal text or reports to get through. Being able to listen to an AI-generated conversation about the key points while you're commuting or something, that can be a serious time saver for passive learning.
Okay, I see the picture forming. We have ChatGPT, flexible, fast, generalist, maybe a bit loose with facts sometimes, and Notebook LM, focused, grounded in your sources, great for citations, but needs upfront work.
Exactly. So let's put them side by side now and really nail down those key differences for the listener.
Right. So breadth versus focus.
ChatGPT wins on breadth, hands down. You can ask it about anything, switch topics on a dime, astrophysics to cooking tips, no problem.
Whereas Notebook LM is narrow.
By design, ask it something outside the documents you uploaded, and it'll likely give a weak answer or say it doesn't know because it's always trying to tie things back to your material. It stays in its lane.
And citations, grounding, traceability.
Notebook LM is far superior here. It's built for that. Every answer, ideally, points back to a source. With ChatGPT, you're often getting information synthesized from its internal model memory, making it really hard, sometimes impossible, to trace back definitively.
You almost have to force it to ground itself using specific prompts or tools.
Which kind of defeats the purpose if you're looking for speed and ease, yeah.
Okay, what about managing the information? Note organization.
Okay, again, Notebook LM has the advantage with its persistent notebook structure, the pinning, the linking between sources within that environment.
While ChatGPT is more ephemeral, you need to manage the context yourself, maybe through long prompt chains or saving chats.
Exactly. It requires more manual effort to maintain a research thread over time.
So summarizing that trade-off again, Notebook LM gives you high accuracy and organization.
But it comes with that higher upfront cost. You need to gather your sources, upload them, maybe structure the notebook a bit.
While ChatGPT is super easy to start with, zero setup, basically. Just type and go.
Right. Which leads us nicely into the next logical step. Okay, knowing all this, which tool should you actually use for which task? Moving from features to practical strategy.
Okay, so when does ChatGPT-5 clearly win?
Well, for anything where pure generation, creativity, or speed is the main goal, and strict factual grounding from specific sources is less critical.
Like brainstorming sessions.
Perfect example. Brainstorming, drafting initial creative copy marketing slogans, story ideas, email drafts, where you just want possibilities generated quickly.
In technical tasks, too, you mentioned.
Yes, critically. Its underlying reasoning abilities and integration with tools seem stronger right now. So for coding help, debugging, maybe data analysis tasks, complex math problems, ChatGPT often performs better. It's a great quick assistant for those sorts of daily technical or general knowledge questions.
Okay. So when is Notebook LM the obvious choice?
It really shines for in-depth research and study. When you're wrestling with a big pile of documents, academic papers, legal briefs, long reports, chapters of a book, you're studying for an exam.
Because it can digest and cross-reference them accurately.
Exactly. And for any kind of large-scale summarization where you need to trust the output is based only on those sources. Plus, anytime you're writing something that absolutely must be factually accurate and citable.
Like academic papers, grant proposals, maybe business white papers.
Precisely. Using it for drafting sections and checking facts against your sources is invaluable because of that built-in citation mechanism. And as we mentioned, for collaborative projects where a team needs a shared verifiable knowledge base,
But here's the really interesting part, I think. You're suggesting it's not always an either choice.
Absolutely not. In fact, the most powerful approach, the key takeaway for sophisticated knowledge work today, is often a hybrid workflow, using both tools for what they do best.
How would that work in practice?
Okay, think of it in steps. Step one, grounding. You gather your research materials, articles, reports, whatever. You upload them all into Notebook LM. Let it be your grounded base.
So use Notebook LM first to ingest, summarize, find connections within the source material, get the accurate cited facts out.
Exactly. That reliable output from Notebook LM, the summaries, the key points, the cross-references, all cited, that becomes high-quality input material for ChatGPT-5.
Ah, I see. So you feed the accurate stuff from Notebook LM into ChatGPT.
Yes. And then you leverage ChatGPT's strengths. Ask it to take that grounded information and say, draft variations, expand on certain points creatively.
Using its superior language generation skills, but starting from a verified factual base.
Precisely. And you need a feedback loop. If ChatGPT generates a really interesting point that seems maybe just outside what you remember from the sources,
you can quickly jump back into Notebook LM and verify it against the original documents.
Bingo. Check that specific claim. Does the source material actually support it? It allows for creative expansion and rigorous fact-checking.
We saw a great example of this hybrid approach in the source materials, didn't we?
We did. Someone needed to analyze a whole bunch of pretty dense studies about psychological health and safety standards across different countries. Normally, that's like a week of solid, intense reading and note-taking.
Yeah, easily.
So what they did was they first used ChatGPT just for discovery, finding the relevant studies online, getting the links quick and easy.
Okay, so ChatGPT found the pile of documents.
Then they took all those PDFs and immediately uploaded them into Notebook LM. And Notebook LM did the heavy lifting of reading, summarizing, and crucially, finding the connections between the different international standards and workplace models discussed in those papers, all cited.
And that happened fast.
In seconds or minutes, reportedly. What would have taken days of manual reading and synthesis, that quick, objective, fully cited analysis from Notebook LM then became the foundation.
Which they could then use, maybe with ChatGPT or just manually, to write up their findings.
Exactly. It formed the basis for, I think, two complete articles, saved a huge amount of time, and importantly, ensured every claim made in the final piece could be traced back to a specific source document.
That's a powerful workflow.
It really is. So, to kind of wrap up the strategy, use ChatGPT-5 when you need flexibility, creativity, technical help, or quick answers where pinpoint accuracy to specific provided docs isn't the absolute top priority.
And use Notebook LM when you're deep in research, studying, needing those bulletproof citations, or collaborating on a shared set of source materials, where grounding is king.
The real power emerges when you learn how to combine the speed and breadth of the generalist with the accuracy and focus of the specialist.
So it's less about finding the one perfect AI tool.
And more about building an intelligent workflow that uses the right tool for the right part of the job. Shifting how you work with these systems.
Moving from just asking an AI to generate something, hoping it's right, to strategically using different AIs to help you analyze, verify, and then create.
Exactly. And that shift, that increasing importance of grounding AI in verifiable information, leads us to a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over.
Okay.
Well, if traceability and grounding, like we see emphasized in Notebook LM, are becoming so critical, we have to ask, how is this need to ground AI going to change how we all manage, organize, and even share our documents and information in the future, both personally and professionally?
Interesting question. Like, how do we set up our digital lives so AI can be an expert on our stuff?
Right. What steps could you maybe take starting now to structure your own information, your folders, your notes, your digital library, so that these future AI tools can genuinely become reliable, verified experts on your sources, rather than just being these incredibly articulate but sometimes unreliable guessers?